Everybody, it's Zip. Y'all know it's Tuesday. So Tuesday is when I come up here and run my mouth about whatever. Or I have a guest, and I have two guests today, so I'm excited. But just a note, so I'll be moving to Thursdays. I will no longer be on Tuesdays starting next month, I'll be on Thursdays and not Tuesdays, because Tuesday is too close in the beginning of the week for me, and I be having too much stuff to do, and I want to get on here, but if I can't, you know what I'm saying, finagle like I need to. But y'all know it's Tuesday, and I don't want to hold these gentlemen. I am bringing two gentlemen up, and I'll tell you where they're from. They are from St. Louis, but I don't know, like, the small towns or anything, or towns or anything, so I'm just going to say St. Louis. They're going to tell y'all the rest. We had YT on before, so if y'all remember, he'll be coming to Social Sunday soon, and y'all just tune in, because I'm sure they finna wow y'all with something. Every time I have more than one person on the show at a time, they be off the chain. So I am excited to bring them up. Let me see. I'm gonna bring, y'all know, YT33 and Tweezy. How y'all doing, gentlemen?
What's the word?
How YT at work again.
Somebody gotta be working.
True story. So, one at a time. So, I'm gonna mute my mic. So, if I don't, y'all can't hear me, just be like, your mic's still muted. But it's gonna make a buzz sound if I have all the mics unmuted. So, I'm gonna mute my mic, and I'm gonna just let y'all go ahead and take our time. I gave y'all an introduction, and y'all can just tell the people about you, where you from, what you got going on.
Go ahead, YT, do your thing.
What's up, world? I go by the name of T33 on all platforms, aka YT. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, Berkeley, Kenlock area. I'm coming down to Florida for the spotlight. I got a lot of new music on the way. You can tap in with me on all social medias as YT33 Rogers or OGERS.
Send my back.
Go ahead,
you still talking? Keep talking. What's the words? I'm the one and only Tweezy, CEO of ABO Empire. Main man in those. Not much I don't do. Tap in if you need something going on. I got you. Slight work. Nice to meet y'all. What's up with?
Well, I'm honored to have y'all on the show. Are both of y'all coming, or just you coming, T33?
I'm coming.
Yeah. Oh, you coming? Well, you like, I'm coming. I'm down for it. I'm in now.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Good. So we'll be excited to have y'all on Social Sunday. Social Sundays is so fun. So y'all really gonna enjoy yourself. I don't know if I'm gonna be cooking, so I don't know if y'all gonna taste my food, but you know, maybe. I don't know, because I don't know what's gonna happen. Okay. So YT, you being Tweezy first. Tweezy, so tell me, first of all, where did you get the name from? Is that with like family name, or where'd you get the name from?
All right, YT, it started off when I was younger. Young Tim, first. And 33 is a spiritual meaning of me becoming a virgin. 33 stands for a master number. I don't want to go through it because that's another topic, but yeah, it's a spiritual meaning.
Right, right. We got to get you on here so you can talk about those spiritual meaning of the numbers. Because I love it and I'm into it, so I'm hip. But it's always good when somebody else come on and explain about it. Tweezy, where'd you get your name from?
From in the hood. My nickname 12-3 though, for real. So you know how people feel about saying 12 though. They're so disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. So it's just the name.
My name been 12 way before they was calling the police 12. Right. But it just flipped the Tweezy. And plus, when I first started rapping, somebody already had the name, like on paperwork, copyright, and stuff like that.
Right.
So we just swapped it out to Tweezy so our paperwork be right.
Okay.
And it just stuck. Yes, ma'am.
It stuck there.
It is what it is.
So mm-hmm. What's your genre of music, or what would you like categorize yourself as?
Hits. It don't start with us. Yeah, we're gonna left. We go left to right, up and down. It's not really much we don't make. We make all kind of music. I catalog better. We make good music. We make old people music.
Okay.
We make music you could play at your family reunion. Like, you just throw it on in front of all your people. And it won't be no lip. We make top tier music. Yeah, so we don't have no limit to what we do. Hate to put us in a box, so we stay out the box.
Exactly. So what made you start doing music? Like, how old were you? You decided, like, you just woke up one day, like, I'm gonna do music.
So it's in me, not on me. So my daddy must have been beatboxing when he was getting down. What he was doing, it's just in me. I can't get away from it.
I get you. You're so funny. Okay. So, you say y'all do all kind of music, you know, like, so are you, because I heard you say CEO. So what else do you do? Because I heard you say I'm CEO.
Shit, man. For real, the real question should be what I don't do for real. The only thing I don't do for real is make beats, because we got, like, the beat masters, like, how I used to be beat by the plan. We got about 5-6 producers, so. Beats never really the problem, so I don't really make beats, but make hooks. If I got to pull out the camera and record everybody, I do that. I usually do with don't nobody, I usually do the grunt work. Must be nice being a rapper. I usually do everything that you don't get no trophies for. It's more fulfilling anyway.
Right, but you do get trophies, nah.
Yeah, but trophies go on the shelf. Trophies really not no good. You just put them on the shelf. Don't nobody come to your house. Person ain't even gonna see your trophy for real. So yeah, trophy is a trophy.
A trophy is a trophy.
Trophy is a trophy.
So are you, like, well versed in the community to change life, or what? Like, what is it that you bring to the community?
I would think just thought of pure good intentions. You know, I ain't spiteful. I'm a nice person. I'm kind of mean. You ain't messing with nothing I love. I probably ain't messing with you. And I go above and beyond to make sure that we feeding the village. That's one of our slogans. We feed the village. So
I love that.
We in the community. If somebody need us to do something, we on it. Money ain't no thing. We get money. Money come back and forth like a boomerang. Money's not nothing for real. That crap don't matter neither. So yeah, we tapped in. It ain't much we won't do.
Okay.
We getting humble.
So what's one of your hit songs out right now?
Me personally, like YT, T33 and TZ, the artist. So I got a couple songs on Spotify, but it's not my light that I really be trying to track. So just to say, you looking for a track, good track called Be Great Today. I usually just feature on TZ or YT tracks or something like that. I'll be out the way. They like to be on the stage.
Okay.
I like to be in the crowd. Yeah, I like to be in the crowd, seeing how people reacting to the songs and just taking little notes to this and that. Just see how people hear about it. I could do more off the stage. So I got bars. I am the bar master.
Right.
But I just feature on my gang stuff, and we just keep it kosher like that.
Right. Do you ghostwrite?
If I need to. It ain't even ghostwriting. It's just, yeah, I need some bars. I got you. You need a hook, I got you. Or shoot, I was at the crib, listen to these beats, and I made a hook. Here you go. All you gotta do is fill it in, it's ready to go.
That's
like that, because we stronger together. And the best hits come when you bouncing ideas off the crew. It's easy to make a hit with just you, but when you got your gang with you, you got the people that you make music with you, around you, y'all come up with good songs. So it's never really ghostwriting with me. It's just, y'all need some bars, I got you. Stay humble. It's more like that.
I like that. Stay humble. I like that. What's your next move? Like, what you say you do a lot of stuff. So, like, what's your what's the major project that you're working on right now that you can share? Because I know sometimes people don't
share. Man, we just really trying to pick which song TZ and YT gonna stick down everybody's neck so we can shoot a video of the year.
Right.
So we can get to moving. We just trying to figure out which song we're gonna be throwing down this summer. I don't want them just picking songs, then go to the next one. I really want them to pick a couple songs that we're gonna stick to, and we just gonna jam it in their brain like the radio do you anyway.
So you say y'all trying to pull,
we trying to get our visuals up. Yeah. Just want the other video of the year, man. Because people make videos, but they be regular. They don't have no plot, no thought to them, man. They don't even, people stay on wishing. And Timu, they don't even go get them little nice little outfits to make some type of video. Just put some type of thought on it. Just people don't try. So I don't be in such a rush for it to just drop no video. I want it really to be considered the video of the year. Like, if we ain't trying to make a video like that, forget them guns and just that bull crap. Everybody know about that. We need to be epic. You need to be epic. You need to be rememberable.
Right.
So that's all it is. Just trying to get my crew to pick the songs compared to me picking them, because they're the ones that have to work it. They have to be on the stage. So I want them to pick the song. I don't want to say which song the hottest, because one day you might be on the stage and you might not feel like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't it that day. They ain't what you thought was it, and it ain't hitting right. So I just want them to have full confidence in which song we're going to shoot this video to. And so we'll go from there.
Right. You actually sound more like a manager. I mean, I know you do a whole bunch of stuff, but you sound like, mentally, you sound like you know the direction. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you for the team. I promise you, it's hard to find a good team of people, but you sound, you can hear the passion in your voice as to, you really, this is what really makes you, this your thing.
Right on, nice lady. Appreciate you. I am the manager too. I do that. I do that. It's like, for real, the way our squad go, it's really nothing we don't do. We do what needs to be done. Right. We build from the inside out. We self-sufficient. We pretty much buy everything. We don't have to go nowhere to, you know, cameras. We don't have to go nowhere to record. We don't have to, you know, we got everything in house. We make our own merch. It's nothing we really don't do. So we all help each other. Right. We're stronger together. That's why I tell the crew all the time, we're stronger together.
True story.
This is what it is.
When y'all come to Florida, y'all bringing merch and all kind of, you know, like y'all bringing some things with y'all so people kind of like remember.
Yes, we are.
Right. I already feel like y'all gonna make an impact. YT said he gonna slide across the globe, so I'm ready.
I was just harassing him about what dance moves he gonna do when he on stage.
That's what's up. I'm ready to see him. He said he be dancing, so I'm ready to see these dance moves.
Yeah. Somebody gotta be working.
Right. So he was just basically explaining, like, I mean, you got a real good team member right there, because you can hear the passion in his voice about just y'all and the music and, you know, things like that. Is there anything else you want to share, YT? I don't know what's wrong with it.
I heard a little bit. He said, I'm going to be sliding across y'all floor.
Yeah, we ready. We ready to see you slide across Social Sunday floor.
I'm gonna be dancing and stepping, and it ain't just gonna be swaying side to side.
That's what's up. So, do y'all come with y'all own DJ too?
Yeah, we come.
Him.
You can DJ.
That's his role. Yeah, he a DJ killer. Yeah, that's one of the things he do.
Okay, I got a question. Now I see two of y'all, and I heard one other voice. Now, how many people is it all together?
Well,
30 of us.
Yeah, it's a lot of us, but it's three.
A lot of us. Yeah, we gang.
I love it. And everybody does music.
Yeah. Or something.
Okay.
Do something. Do something productive. Because we do podcasts and stuff. We got a couple shows. So we have other people. TZ putting, there you go. There goes TZ right there. We got a movie we putting together.
Okay.
Yeah, there goes TZ. The one and only.
So TZ putting together a movie. I know YT, you do a lot of production and stuff too. Okay. So in this movie, is it other people in the movie or is it just y'all, like the group? And I don't want to say gang because you know
people. No, me and YT not even in it.
Okay.
Yeah, we ain't even in it. It's just work, man. It's a couple of the other squad members in it though. Me and YT not in it. We might cameo or something, but we got it scripted out. We got the actors all ready to go. They've been working already, so.
What's going on, guys? Sorry, I'm late.
Okay. I'm always late. They say the best for last. So it's okay that you're late.
it be so much going on, man. We be trying to keep a track of each other. And then we lose ourselves trying to keep track of each other.
Trust me, I think it's like, but I can honestly say, like, I really respect what y'all do, because to get a team of people, you said like 30 people together to come against like a common goal and to be in the community, that's powerful. I'm not going to say like everybody, I don't know if everybody in the group are African-American males, females or whatever, but just the point that y'all getting together to do something, that's powerful, especially in the city that y'all live in, because I know sometimes it could be high crime. You know what I'm saying? So when you're trying to do something positive, people don't be liking that. You know what I'm saying? They don't be liking that. They get you out of there. So that's what's up.
Appreciate that. Good luck. That's dope.
Definitely appreciate you for taking your time out to have us on your show.
Yeah.
So definitely y'all gonna come back again, because when y'all doing these movies, you know what I'm saying? Like, people be liking stuff like that, especially me, because I'm a Tubi fiend. Not that y'all movie gonna be on Tubi, y'all probably gonna be on the big screen, but I'm gonna go see I'm gonna go see it. So that's I love meeting famous people.
I'll be trying to get my own network for real. I'll be wanting them to buy into my ideas for real. You know, we always caught up on being the consumer. You know, we in the lane where we really trying to be the creators now.
That's right. That's definitely me. I'm like, I be in my own lane, doing my own thing, and trying to make sure everything is up under my name and not under somebody else's name.
So it's all about ownership.
Exactly. And when we get that in our head, we will be more powerful than what we are in reality. Definitely get that. So Young TZ, tell me what I know they don't want to, I don't want to put you in the box. So what's your favorite kind of music to do? Because I know you probably do everything too.
I mostly enjoy doing R&B music, more of universal music.
Right. So you be dancing too?
No, I don't dance. I just move.
I hate that.
I can dance. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I got a lot of rhythm. Like, if I wanted to dance, I could be a great dancer. Don't get me wrong. But
okay.
I ain't too fan of goddamn me shaking my ass.
Yes. Talk to him, bro.
First time I had it, YT33, his podcast, he was telling me like he danced, but I was looking at him like, you don't even seem like you're going to dance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be dancing? So then he was like, yeah, I can get down like Usher. I was like, well, I got to see this. I got to see this. Because
we got YT coming back. And I'll praise the Most High too, because I'm sorry, I forgot about the interview. My phone was in my hand and I just looked up and you talking about some where y'all at, and I see the Zoom. I'm like, oh man, time just ain't got no type of date on us. You gotta pay attention and stay at work. And like you say, team is everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of hard to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? You doing this and you doing that, but when you got that extra person, they're like, hey, bro, you supposed to be, you know, over here, what's going on, you know? It definitely, you know, bring the light and it make the train go a little bit smoother.
Right, definitely accountability. That's what's up. You need a group of people that's going, you know, like, they're going to take care of you, but they're going to get into you when you ain't doing what you're supposed to do either. You know what I'm saying? You need that. Like, okay, where y'all at? We supposed to be on this interview. Oh, definitely. So, fellas, I want y'all to share. I don't want to be doing all the talking. I want y'all to talk about what y'all got going on, because y'all about to come to Florida and just prepare the people for what they about to experience.
Hey, TZ, tell them a little bit about the report card show and a little bit about the movie that you're putting together.
Yeah, catch them up.
Y'all can go ahead and tell them. I'm trying to calm him down right fast. He loud. That's why my
phone. We got a podcast we do every Sunday. It's called Report Card. And we just have people come in, talk about their gifts, their craft, play a couple games with them, and we give them a grade on how they did on the show. Most of the time we have a live studio audience. We got the nerd on the DJ, the visuals. We loaded up on Spotify. We dropped it on YouTube. On Spotify, though, it's just the content. It's not the video. And we told you about the movie a little bit, but make sure you check out the report card. It's every Sunday. We always send it out to the streets. Been going on at least a year or two. It's a very self-sufficient show. We almost ain't got to be there. And then run.
Plus, I love hearing my vision come to life when other people get to comment on, you know, what you're doing and how you're doing it. So that's another reason why I want y'all to speak on it.
man, that guy over there also has a management company called Quality Music Management. He employs a lot of artists. He keeps them in the loop. He keeps them with good music. He keeps them promoted. He keeps them working. Mm-hmm. And that's Quality Music Management. Make sure you check that out. YT has to go beyond the label brand. He's also DJ Dump the Sound with the Go Beyond the Label brand. You can come be an artist. He has production for you. He does hooks. He does everything. We got the beat masters, gang of people that drop beats, those type of things.
Right.
And we do merch, man. It's not much we don't do. Tap in. Google them. Google us.
Right. Yes, sir. Definitely,
y'all go, fellas.
Each one of y'all to like get people y'all handles because I didn't know CYT didn't tell me about a report card. I ain't know about that, so I'm just learning about that. But you see how I just throw you and they're like, man, dang. Okay, so every Sunday, what time on Sunday? Is it a live? It's live, right?
Yeah, it's live 3 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah, every Sunday 3 to 5. We'll make sure we get you tagged in so you can check it out next time. One of our promoters is down with the crew, Corey Banks. He's going to be a guest this Sunday. It should be live.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's
shout out
up.
To Corey Banks, man. Going to get y'all club promoted, man. Tap in with Corey Banks, man. There's nothing we don't do, man. Y'all need some help. Tap in. We got you.
Y'all hear
stay humble.
So, do y'all work with people that live in other states? So, like,
yeah.
If I wanted to interview for whatever position y'all got available, y'all would work with me?
Yeah, we accept all black girl magic. I ain't gonna hold you.
Definitely an international company.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We never been local over here. We don't believe in local.
That's what's
up. We feed the whole village. Yeah, the whole village gets fed.
Yeah, I'm the life of the party. I'm setting up right now. I'm about to get on her and pipe y'all up. I see they acting bougie right now. But 12 imagine the person that's supposed to talk for us though. Like I'm the person that ain't supposed to be saying nothing because I get to saying too much because I don't believe in holding back on what I'm gonna do or what I'm gonna do. I'm like putting it out there because when I do it, I do it. You know, I might not do it when I say I'm gonna do it, but it's gonna get done. You know, I'm really the person with a lot of stuff on the plate.
Right. That's my number one slogan. I say I might not do it when I say it, but I'm gonna do it. Either way, I'm gonna do it. But I'm gonna take up for Twitter. I'm gonna take up for him because he did get on here and he been talking the whole time. He really has. He's been talking about y'all. He got a lot of passion. He is the one who kind of like, dang, you know what I'm saying? It's not common for you to see a group of people work like this together. You know what I'm saying? And to hear that passion in him, and he was talking about y'all. He wasn't even talking about himself. He was talking about the two of y'all, and he just had that passion about the vision, y'all vision. You know what I'm saying? I believe that is powerful. That is powerful.
Oh yeah, he definitely tried to duck that wreck, but I always put him back up there. No sir,
man.
Like they always
alone, man.
Like, he want to sit in the seat, want to be in the crowd. I'm thinking in my head like in the crowd. Wait a minute.
Right, like you ain't got balls. He got balls too.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said he got balls now. He got. I said, well, do you go right? He said, I wouldn't call it ghost right. They just say they beat bars out of the system. So that just showed me he had a lot of talent too.
Yeah. Don't let
and him. Then, like I say,
mask over there.
Right, and then like I say, it comes with growth. You know, when you understand the business. You know, and you moving around, you know, and you understand the positions, you know, you want to move up rank anyway, you know, so that's where we at for real. Like, we can't be an artist every day. Like, it's kind of hard for me to be an artist when I got a son and I can't travel and do tours and stuff like that, so I'm reliable. I'm a liability to the company, you know, for them to really achieve how they need to be, you know. So that's another reason why I started the management company, because I do love doing music. I am an artist myself, and I have learned so much in the game. Why not, you know, teach people who not where I'm at, and I'm still able to do my music and I'm able to help others. So it really just balances out, you know, my love for the music side of the game.
I mean, that podcast report card allows people to debut their talent and then giving them some information as to how they did. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times people, they either think they know music or somebody not teaching them right. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So yep. To have a group of people say, well, this was good. Okay, yeah, you got to work on this right here. And I'm sure y'all giving it to them in a positive manner where they can understand, but in a real manner where they can grow. That's great. I think that's really good. I really do. So y'all got a lot of positive things going on with y'all, doing what y'all need to do in the community. We will do y'all come to Florida again? I keep forgetting the day. I got a couple of dates in my head. What day y'all coming to Florida?
That's fair.
All right. So we definitely excited about that. You know what I'm saying? Having y'all come to such a Sunday. And it's just a difference. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a lot of local artists that come. We have some artists that come from out of town, but just it's good to intermingle, network, and meet new people. Because it may be some people from Florida that be like, man, I want to go to St. Louis, but they don't know nobody. So then when y'all come, they know somebody. You feel what I'm saying? They can come
right.
And, you know, just get with y'all and stuff. Is there anything go ahead.
I tell them all the time, don't worry about knowing nobody. Your purpose is to get out there and sell yourself. You know, it ain't about knowing people. It's just about being around people, you know, at the level of, you know, the client that you want to reach. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really expect to know people, you know, because I'm gonna let you know me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna present myself to you. I'm always selling myself. I'm always letting you know what I can do too. So I definitely want to give a big shout out to the Underground Show. So we're working with Steve Blast right now, a platinum producer. So we give my artists an opportunity to work with a platinum producer at no charge, and they get to keep creative ideas that they want to do with their music. So that's another big thing that we have under our umbrella as well. And
I'm just Underground.
And I'm sorry, I just got under a partnership deal with another Sony distribution for 60/40 deal, 60 for the artist way. Plus, I'm an A&R for a major label in Texas, and I do distribution deal for a 70/30 deal artist way. So we definitely have a lot of avenues for artists, you know, especially upcoming artists that don't know the game. You know, they can really jump in with knowledge.
Right, business
men take care of business.
I like it. Business men take care of business. I really like that. That's what's up. Everybody working. Y'all some working men because everybody working. So I'm not gonna hold y'all on here too much longer. So y'all know this is a motivational podcast. We just go out, blast out everybody. But I definitely want to have y'all leave the people with something like motivational, something that can, you know, touch them or just give them something. So each one of y'all, if I don't know if Tweezy can go because I know he at work, but at least the two of y'all.
I go first. Everybody be great today. Stay away from them sucks.
I hear you.
And don't look back or backwards.
Say it one more time. Your phone broke up a little bit.
Live in your highest frequencies and your best version and never look down or look backwards.
That's what's up.
And I say whatever vision that you want to do, don't be afraid to tell people before you do it. Just make sure you do it. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of positive always outweigh the negative. You know, be yourself. Don't try to be no one else because it might not be the person that you need to be.
Right.
And I want to say thank you for having us again. You know, we appreciate your time. You could be anywhere on the planet, but you over here, we go beyond the label and the guys. So we appreciate you across the music management. And you could Google my company and leave me a review. And if you got a company on Google, send it to me and I'll leave you a review on your site as well.
Definitely, definitely. So before y'all go too, I want y'all to give people y'all handles so that they can, you know, go follow you on your social media platforms.
You can at YT33 Rogers on every
Okay, at
YT Rogers
33 on all platforms.
Yeah, man, just Google ABO Productions, man. You're gonna find me, man. I ain't ducking no smoke. You're gonna find the whole gang. Just Google ABO Productions, man. We work.
ABO Productions. Y'all heard them. Google ABO Productions. Y'all find the whole gang. So I want to tell you guys, thank y'all for coming on my show. I'm very honored. Y'all have some big energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a very spiritual person. But y'all energy is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was in a draft getting on here. I have a lot of stuff going on. And y'all just really bought my energy up. I needed that.
Mute your phone, ABO.
Yeah, I really appreciate y'all coming on. I'm excited to see y'all when y'all get here to Florida. We'll have a good time. It's gonna be a good show. Hopefully I'm cooking and y'all get some good food, some good home cooked food.
What you do, you're a doctor?
No, I wish. Speaking into existence, no, well, I do a lot of stuff. I'm just like y'all. I do a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I mindset coach. I do a lot of spiritual stuff. So in the spiritual community, they call me High Priestess. So I do a lot of stuff. I do some I just retired from music management. So I just retired from that. But I do assist people what they need assistance with. You get what I'm saying? So it's just
I'm always open to ideas, and, you know, more dialogue. I'm always willing to learn. I never feel like I know too much or not willing to learn.
Yes. So, you know, anything anybody need, YT know, me and YT done mixed Mac through text messages, just talking, you know, like just trying to, you know, see what we can assist each other in. So anything that you need, you know, you can.
Yeah, he definitely talked highly about you. Like, we don't really talk to a lot of people, so. You know, for you to be right here with us, you definitely got that right aura, you know, because we definitely confine with our auras.
That's why I said y'all got big energy. Like, I feel like I can go ahead and go on and finish doing what I need to do for the rest of the night. You feel what I'm saying? So, and you need that. That's what we're supposed to connect for. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes as in the position that I'm in life, the world will beat down on me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm human. Even though I got gifts, I'm still a human. So, but I was like, oh, I'm tired. But I got on the show. You see, I got a smile on my face. We're going to make it happen. And y'all just gave me, y'all was like, yeah, we know you need this. You know what I'm saying? We know you need this. And I needed that. So I appreciate y'all for real. Y'all are kings, gods. Y'all got it. Okay. Y'all straight with me. I don't care what nobody say.
Likewise, Queen. I appreciate it.
Definitely. So I'll be looking forward to seeing y'all soon. I'm excited. YT gonna slide across his flow, because if he don't slide across his flow in here, he gonna be in trouble.
So you got that to do, my brother.
Definitely. So, gentlemen, y'all go ahead. Y'all enjoy yourself. Hit me up if y'all need anything. Y'all got any questions or anything like that. The video will be on YouTube. It'll be on every platform, iHeartRadio, all of this. So I do the video too sometimes. So it'll be on all the platforms. But if you want me to send you a personal copy, I don't mind. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
So I appreciate y'all. And when I say this, I mean it. I love y'all. Y'all have a beautiful day. Okay?
Love you too, Queen. Enjoy your day.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right.